For a lot of people, especially college students, tomorrow or someday this week is move-in day, which often means renting a truck or packing up your car. But when we were in Portland, Oregon earlier this year, we discovered that in the city of bicycles, some people move by bike.
We got a tarp.
I don't know if it'll work.
On a rainy day on the campus at Reed College in Portland, so Ken Sutherland and Nate Martin are loading a queen-size mattress onto a metal trailer hooked to the back of a bicycle.
Wait, so you're going to try to put this on that?
I've done it before, so let's see if it works. Yeah.
And I won't even tell him that it did fall into the mud a little tiny bit when it was being put.
That was me. That was me.
Martin is moving off campus, but he didn't want to get a moving truck. Instead, he's decided to move by bike.
You get a bunch of people together. They bring trailers. You put out a call about a month or so ahead of time. Tell them kind of what you have, what the biggest challenges are. At the beginning, you offer snacks and coffee. At the end, you offer food and maybe beer. We're going to have tacos and beer later.
And why did you decide to do it this way?
When I first moved to Portland, somebody that I was seeing at the time showed me a website and said, look, move by bike. I'm like, what? What is that? And I had just gotten a bicycle for the first time in like 10 years. And I'm like, that sounds amazing, but I can't imagine how I could do that.
We got a tarp.
I don't know if it'll work.
On a rainy day on the campus at Reed College in Portland, so Ken Sutherland and Nate Martin are loading a queen-size mattress onto a metal trailer hooked to the back of a bicycle.
Wait, so you're going to try to put this on that?
I've done it before, so let's see if it works. Yeah.
And I won't even tell him that it did fall into the mud a little tiny bit when it was being put.
That was me. That was me.
Martin is moving off campus, but he didn't want to get a moving truck. Instead, he's decided to move by bike.
You get a bunch of people together. They bring trailers. You put out a call about a month or so ahead of time. Tell them kind of what you have, what the biggest challenges are. At the beginning, you offer snacks and coffee. At the end, you offer food and maybe beer. We're going to have tacos and beer later.
And why did you decide to do it this way?
When I first moved to Portland, somebody that I was seeing at the time showed me a website and said, look, move by bike. I'm like, what? What is that? And I had just gotten a bicycle for the first time in like 10 years. And I'm like, that sounds amazing, but I can't imagine how I could do that. And then about a year or two later, I met a bunch of people who actually did do those things. And these are actually the people that are here today.
When you say that sounds amazing, why did you think that sounded amazing?
Yeah, it just sounded, it sounded kind of stupid. I'm like, can you really do that? And I've always liked the idea of like relying less on motor vehicles, less on gas, less on fuel. And I just wanted to know how that could be possible. And I mean, I've seen people move refrigerators, couches.
By bike?
By bike.
Are you worried at all about your stuff? About it getting damaged on this bike ride?
Yeah, a little bit about the water. I've got a few boxes with books. I'm going to try to point those out as we go. But people generally, like, there are some tarps. I've got a lot of garbage bags. I think we can make it work.
Is it harder to do it when it's raining like this?
Yes. I wish it weren't raining, but I'm that much prouder of everyone who showed up. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Caroline.
Caroline Zabitkowski has a white bike with a covered compartment attached to the front where she usually puts her son. Today, she's filled it with boxes, and in the safety of a trafficless sidewalk, I decided to take it for a spin.
Okay, so...
So I just go. I just start going.
So, yeah, you... Push it forward. There you go.
Almost fell over twice. Okay. That's why I don't do bike moves.
Maybe it just takes practice. Something Steph Routh has a lot of. This is her 79th bike move.
What's the hardest part about it?
That's a good question. I think riding in it, if it's your first time, just testing it out after you've loaded it up, because sometimes, you know, you think that you've packed something down and something falls off the back.
Well, I'm just imagining the person who's tasked with, you know, bringing all the wine glasses, and all of a sudden they go down a big hill, and the next thing you know, psh.
Yeah, those are definitely, the ones that are fragile, are labeled fragile, are definitely the ones that are put up high. We've also had, you know, cats and dogs and chinchillas that have been moved, and those definitely go in a very special place by a veteran bike mover.
Now, I have to say, this is probably one of the most Portland things I've ever heard of.
Although, actually, I know I was asking, I think in Cleveland, New York, I know Eugene, there's a number of places in Europe. This actually, it sounds like it's a lot of Portland, but actually it's many cities around the country and the world.
Have you made a lot of friends through this?
Yes. Actually, I think most of my closest friends have been bike moving. And I think it's partly you're helping someone move, which is a horrible, very stressful thing that no one likes to do. And so if you're willing to show up to someone's bike move, it means that you're family.
Here we go!
After less than an hour of loading up about a dozen bike trailers, the group sets off, listening to music for inspiration, as they pedal 9 miles on a carefully planned route through the rainy streets of Portland. At one point, the tarp on the mattress starts to rub the ground.
Somebody want to help me?
The group pulls to the side of the road and quickly adjusts the mattress.
Count is three. We're all going to try and pull it towards me. One, two, three.
Does someone need to hold the trailer?
And they're off again. After a little more than an hour of riding, the team starts unloading, and it's time for their payment.
The first batch of the corn tortillas, a little crispy.
It's taco and beer time, and Nate Martin can now relax in his new home.
This is amazing. The unpacking, I don't know. It'll happen tomorrow. Tomorrow in the next few days. I've got the rest of the week off. But yeah, mainly we're just going to like throw all the stuff in my room and just hang out and eat and drink beer. Ain't gonna count. Big old field. I'm just a little.